You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Greg Johns, who covers the Mariners for MLB.com. Okay, Greg, first week, and the first days of batting practice, can you hear that extra thump and all those new bats?
There is a little thump, and you always have a hard time judging from batting practice, but when you see Nelson Cruz stepping in there and just lacing line drives, and Ricky Weeks coming up, showing some pop, Kyle Seager looking like Kyle Seager. It's hard not to get excited, and I'm sure the same thing's happening in 29 other camps. But this is a place where there's a lot of buzz and a lot of interest in having Nelson Cruz leading the way in batting practice early is certainly a fun thing and a draw, and a lot of people are excited.
You know, Greg, I guess the Mariners haven't been division favorites in a long time. What's the tone that manager McClendon is setting, that Srinjic has taken, that the players, what's the vibe in there?
Well, McClendon's message is very clear. Very happy with the moves that Srinjic has made and the talent that they've got. But, he's quick to point out, and I think it's a wise the wise way to roll, is that we're not starting at 87 wins where we finished last year. We're starting at zero, and his message is very clear, very succinct. Is that that it doesn't matter if we're the favorites or whatever, whether the expectation make the playoffs and whatever anything's being said. What matters is the preparation, getting ready to make that long haul, and baseball is a long haul. We all know it, and a lot of things can happen. And his focus, and I think the team's focus with his message is just, hey, forget about what everybody's saying. We got to get ready to play ball and get out there. And it's not enough to say, hey, we were close last year. We got to get over the hump. I mean, they got to repeat. They got to keep healthy. They got to get the same kind of pitching production and add that offense that they think they have to make that all become a reality.
So I take it that the competition is shortstop is for a roster spot. Am I reading that incorrectly? That Miller or Taylor, one of those guys will probably be the opening day shortstop, and the other won't be on the team. Am I missing something?
Nope, that's pretty clear at this point. With mostly because of the addition of Ricky Weeks, really changes their bench picture a little bit. If Weeks is on the roster and Blomquist, which is the way they're certainly looking like they want to go, then the shortstop job is strictly shortstop. There's no other utility type position for the guy who doesn't get that. So, McClendon, in fact, this morning said, hey, it's pretty clear unless there's injuries elsewhere that Taylor or Brad Miller will be the shortstop, and the guy who isn't, there just isn't room for that second guy, which isn't, again, a long season. You don't get the job out of spring. That doesn't mean you're done for the season. It means you're down in Tacoma and a phone call away. So, same thing happened last year. Miller won the job over Nick Franklin, and then Nick got called up shortly after, and Chris Taylor got called up later. So, a lot of things can happen, but certainly the way it pans out right now, that's a fight for one position, and the guy who doesn't get it will go to Tacoma.
Ricky Weeks was a late signing. He's a right-handed hitter, which suddenly seems to be a coveted thing in baseball. Where does he get his at-bats? And I take it he's going to get his bats by moving around. Is he okay with that? That's going to be an adjustment for him. What do you see his role and how he fits into the club?
Yeah, I think one of the more interesting things here in this camp. Here's a guy that refused to play anywhere but second base last year for Milwaukee, and he's coming here and he's probably going to play everywhere else here. They got a guy named Cano at second base, so other than a few days when Cano takes off, Ricky Weeks is going to be, if he's going to play, it's going to be elsewhere. And McClendon said right off the bat, he thinks he'll probably get about 50% of his at-bats in the outfield. And then he's looking at him out in left field. He likes to have him the right-handed combination that can complement Dustin Ackley there. And he's had 2 days here in camp to play outfield. He's looked okay. I mean, he said he hadn't played full-time outfield since high school. So this is really going back for Ricky. But he's very open to it. He knows that's his role. He knows that's the way he's going to get playing time. And as he says, I'm not afraid to work. That's the least of my problems. I'm going to work. I'm going to make this happen. So he's a good athlete. He looks okay out there. He's got obviously a long way to go. But Andy Mintz likes a very good outfield coach. And he's going to work with Weeks and the rest of these guys, and I think he's a good enough athlete that he can make that transition. But a lot of his at-bats there. He can fill in at third. He can certainly fill in at second. He can play some DH if needed. They'll find some spots for him. It doesn't sound like he's going to work as much at first base as I thought he might. It sounds like Bloomquist maybe more of the guy that they're looking to back up at first. I think mostly just because it's a lot to throw at a guy to pick up first base as well as left field all in one camp when you haven't played either of them for 12 years in the majors. So we'll see what happens, but that's kind of the way it's laying out right now.
Let me ask you my weekly Jesus Montero question because I'm just kind of fascinated by the guy. In looking at the club, first of all, I want to ask you two things. One, what does he look like? Second, I just don't see a place for him on the team as I look at the makeup of the roster. Tell me your read on Jesus Montero, first physically and then role-wise.
Well, physically he looks great. He does indeed look like a new man. And
better. He's never looked like this before, right? I mean, he's
that way. He said he's at the weight he was at when he came up as a rookie with the Yankees. He's at that playing weight. He hasn't been there since. He lost 45 pounds over the offseason, and he looks good. I mean, he looks like a ball player now, and that wasn't the case before. He was just heavy and kind of slow afoot, and he's more his hips are better now. He's moving well. He looks like a ball player, but you're right. There is not a spot for him as we stand right now. They're working him at first base, and that's, you know, he's not catching is done. He's not going to be a catcher, certainly not this year. And, they're strictly saying, hey, pick up first base, get comfortable there, and play there in DH. But DH is a spot right now. Nelson Cruz is not giving up. And first base, Logan Morrison looks like the guy pretty solid. Now, if there's an injury there, I think Montero certainly slides into the picture, but they're not going to carry a backup DH first baseman, I don't think, with the way things are lining up. So it looks to me, if things go as they do here in the second day of camp with a long way to go, but he'd probably start the season in Tacoma. And if that right-handed bat looks potent and he's there, and you know, who knows what happens after that. But hard to see him fitting in right now. But I think that the main thing with them is that he looks good. He looks like he wants to be here. He's saying the right things. And they're just real happy with the attitude and where he's got to get himself back in the conversation.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, that'd be a good start. All right, Greg, we appreciate it. Carry on. We'll talk to you soon.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source. The MLB.com shop.